Tomorrow, NASA plans to fly an aircraft at 7 times the speed of sound. The flight will put an unusual type of engine to the test. It's designed to work at hypersonic speeds. Engineers say the technology could one day lead to ultra-fast missiles, 2-hour flights to Tokyo, even a new route into space. That's still many years off, though. Tomorrow, NASA's 12-foot-long unmanned aircraft, the X-43A, will fly for a total of 10 seconds. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
Mark Lewis drives a fast car and talks quickly, but neither compares with this. It's a plan for traveling at Mach 7, faster than a mile a second, 3 times faster than a bullet.
These are the blueprints of a vehicle that was given the unglamorous name of the dual-fuel hypersonic vehicle. The S-43 vehicle is a smaller version of this aircraft.
If you hadn't guessed, Lewis is an engineer. He works at the University of Maryland. The X-43 looks a bit like a long surfboard. Lewis says the exciting part is that it works like an airplane engine. Usually traveling this fast requires a rocket.
The space shuttle enters the atmosphere flying at 24 times the speed of sound. The Apollo astronauts did even better than that. The Apollo astronauts entered the atmosphere flying at 36 times the speed of sound. But what's really new about this is for the first time we're talking about airplanes that could be flying at 5, 6, 7, maybe 10 times the speed of sound on the way from, say, New York to Tokyo, or flying from Dulles Airport up to low Earth orbit.
The X-43 is only flying a short distance on Saturday, and it's going to get a lot of help. First an airplane, then a rocket will get it up to speed. With the Earth far below and the blackness of space above, the X-43 will be cut loose. If the engine works and the craft holds together, it will accelerate and fly on its own.
One of the key issues that we deal with is the formation of shockwaves. At supersonic speeds, of course, we create a shockwave. That's what causes the sonic boom. As we fly faster and faster, the shockwave in front of the airplane, which is a sudden jump in pressure and temperature of the air, becomes stronger and stronger.
That increases the drag. A lot will happen during the 10-second flight. The X-43 is packed with sensors. The data from them will be transmitted back to engineers.
After the engine shuts down, the X-43 is supposed to go through a few maneuvers to test its aerodynamic control. And then after that, it will slow down and crash into the Pacific Ocean.
No one's going to go fish it out.
No, there probably won't be much left of it. There were some plans very early on in the program to try to recover it. One plan had landing gear on the top, and the airplane was going to flip upside down and land on his landing gear. At one point, there was a plan to actually try to fly it up to Alaska and have it hit a snowbank and try to recover it. In the end, they decided, nah, they'll just crash it into the ocean.
The engine is called a scramjet. As with a jet airplane engine, air comes in the front, mixes with fuel, combusts, and goes flying out the back, pushing the aircraft forward. At hypersonic speeds, this has to happen in a thousandth of a second. Test data gathered on Saturday should let engineers know how well the design works. Lewis imagines the first applications will be military. You could send a missile and have it hit anywhere in the world within 2 hours.
Someone sees Osama bin Laden peer out from under a rock and wants to get him, wants to blow up that location quickly. A scramjet-powered cruise missile would be an obvious application.
CIA Director George Tenet said this week that there were occasions when Osama bin Laden had apparently been located, but officials weren't sure they could launch an attack in time. The idea of using a scramjet engine to fly at hypersonic speeds has been around for about 40 years. Projects have been killed, the idea all but abandoned. The previous X-43 test failed when a fin came off the booster rocket. Henry McDonald is a former director of NASA's Ames Research Center. He worked on hypersonics for a while, but he doesn't anymore. He says it would be too expensive for commercial travel. A hypersonic vehicle would consume a lot of fuel, and it wouldn't have much room for cargo. If you want to go to space, he says, it's probably just as efficient to use a rocket.
I think it has military applications, and perhaps NASA might have some applications for it, but generally speaking, I don't see it revolutionizing anything.
And here's what the Air Force's Scientific Advisory Board had to say about hypersonic flight. This is from a report released in 2000. Believing that hypersonics is the wave of the future is, quote, somewhat like the belief in the second coming of Christ. One might accept its inevitability, but with little idea when it will actually occur.
That's actually a pretty good description.
Kevin Bocut is chief scientist of hypersonics at Boeing, which helped build the X-43.
No man knoweth when it will come. I have to believe it's going to certainly happen with almost 100% certainty in 100 years. Will it happen in 20 years? That's a pretty low probability, but it's not impossible.
Tomorrow, Bocut will be at Edwards Air Force Base for the test. He's bringing his kids. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.